我们来看一些圣经。
Let us turn to some Bible verses.
翻到约翰福音第九章。
Let us turn to John chapter 4, John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章第四节。
John chapter 9 verse 4.
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work.
约翰福音十二章三十五节。
John chapter 12 verse 35.
三十五三十六，耶稣对他们说，光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。那在黑暗里行走，不知道要往何处去，你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。
Verse 35 and 36. Then Jesus said to them, A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light.
希伯来书第三章十三节
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13
总要趁着还有今天天天彼此相劝免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑心里就刚硬
But exhort one another daily while it is called today lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin
我们再看一段哈，《传道书》第十二章第一节。
Let's turn to another Bible verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1.
你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them.
我们刚刚读的这一堆、这几段的圣经都有两个字叫做趁着。
These Bible verses we read has this word, they all have this word while.
他说趁着还有。
While we still have.
我们要知道我们今天活在这个时代是一个危险的时代。
We need to know that the times we live in are perilous times.
圣经告诉我们说不恶的事、不法的事越来越多。
The Bible tells us that lawless things will continue to increase.
这是今天这个时代。
This is the generation today.
我们说在我们信主的人当中你发现许多信主的都在过宗教的生活。
And we see that among those who believe in the Lord, many are living just a religious life.
每周都有聚会，这也有读圣经，
and、
就觉得可以了。
Every week they come to meeting, they read the Bible, and they think that is enough.
平常到神面前就是求主祝福我，有一个好的生活。
And when they come before the Lord, they ask the Lord to bless them and give them a good life.
我们有好的健康，有好的前途就可以了。
That we are healthy and we have a good future and that is good enough.
我们要求主使我们眼睛真的能够打开。
We need to ask the Lord to truly open our eyes.
如果我们今天看到世界的情况，神家里的情况，我们心里还没感觉的话，我们真的已经落进去成为温水了。
If we see the condition of the world today and condition of those who believe in the Lord today, and we still have no feeling, then we have fallen into the condition of lukewarm.
我们真的求主开我们眼，给我们看到，如果是这样的情况，我们就是被掳，神的家也真的是荒凉的。
We need to ask the Lord to give us vision that if we have fallen into this condition, that we are in captivity and we are in desolation.
这几段的圣经说趁着还有
And these verses tell us while we still have
我常有个感觉我就是趁着我们还能够有自由
And I have this feeling that while we still have this freedom
我们还有自由可以聚会
While we still have the freedom to gather
我们还可以自由能够聚在一起追求认识主
While we still have the freedom to meet one another, pursue the Lord together.
希伯来书的作者 告诉我们说, 要趁着还有今天, 天天彼此相劝。
The author of Hebrews tells us, while it is called today, exhort one another daily.
今天是我们能够抓住的时候。
Today is the time we can grab hold.
我们不知道明天如何。
We don't know what tomorrow will bring.
所以我们要趁着今天彼此相劝, 我们能够好好的来认识主、侍奉主。
So while it is called today, we need to exhort one another daily that we can follow the Lord and serve the Lord.
我们要祷告求主救我们, 不要一边也想侍奉主, 一边也想侍奉这个世界。
We need to pray to the Lord to save us so that we are not also trying to serve the Lord and also trying to serve this world.
一边我们想得着主, 一边我们也想得着这个世界。
On one hand, we want to obtain the Lord. On the other hand, we want to obtain the world.
我们要趁着今天还有神的仆人在对我们说话。
While it is called today, while the Lord's servants are still speaking His words to us,
让我们的耳朵是能够听见这些话的。
That our ears can hear these words.
因为这些话语使我们真的有光。
Because these words will give us light.
因为这些话语让我们遇见我们的主。
Because these words will help us meet our Lord.
因着这些话让我们能够回转。
And these words will help us turn back.
因为我们读圣经发现先知们有说人有耳朵是听不见的，有眼是看不见的。
We read in the Bible, the prophet says that they have ears that they cannot hear, they have eyes that they cannot see.
我们刚刚读的传道书，他说趁着年幼。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, while you are in the days of your youth.
当然这主要是讲到年轻人。
And we know this is speaking about young people.
年轻人趁着你还年轻。
That while you are still young.
纪念造你的主。
Remember now your creator.
对于已经开始，或者说还没到60岁，70岁。 难道就没机会了吗?
And for those who are older and perhaps younger than 60 or 70, does this mean you have no more opportunity?
我们总要听到这些话，趁着还有今天。
We must hear these words while we still have today.
趁着我们还脑袋还可以思想。
While we still have clarity of thought.
我们的行动还蛮自由的。
And we still have freedom in our actions.
等到有一天脑袋不行了，行动也慢了。
When one day your mind fails and your actions are slow,
那么我们回头看，我们可能浪费了许多的时间。
And we look back and we see we have wasted many times.
我读这几段圣经，是愿意彼此的提醒，趁着还有今天。
I share these Bible verses to remind us that when you take hold of while we still have today,
趁着还有今天，我们都起来，成为余剩之民。
While we still have today, let us rise up and be the remnant.
趁着还有今天, 我们回到神的心意去, 归回到神的心意去。
And while we still have today, we return back to the heart of the Lord.
我在交通这个归回的事, 我已经提过几件恢复的事情。
When I have been sharing on this matter of returning, I have shared a few aspects.
一个, 我们要恢复起初的爱。
First is we need to restore the first love.
求主给我们听见这个话，我们起来爱我们的主。
May the Lord let us hear this word that we can rise up and love the Lord.
能够尽心尽性尽意尽力爱我们的主。
That we can love the Lord with all our heart, our soul, our strength, and our mind.
我们需要恢复过信心的生活。
And that we can live a life of faith.
你知道这个信心的生活有多重要？
Do we see how important this life of faith is?
我们不过信心的生活。 整个信耶稣的事,
if we can't live a life by faith, then all that we hear is just a religion.
我祷告主听吗?
When I pray, does the Lord listen?
这件事主真的会帮我吗?
Will the Lord really help me in this matter?
我们抓不住的。
We can't hold on to it.
除非你心中决定我要走一条信靠主的路。
Unless you believe in your heart that I want to walk a life of faith.
人非有信不能得主的喜悦。
But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
你心中如果还有一点想得主的喜悦的话。
And so if there's a little bit in you that wants to be pleasing to the Lord.
我们必须走信心的路。
We must walk a life of faith.
我们也愿当我们走信心的路的时候，那个果效就是我们魂能够得救。
When we walk a life of faith, the result is that as the salvation of our souls.
我们能够在爱主的事上恢复，能够在信靠主的事上恢复，我们才能够恢复盼望的生活。
If we can restore our first love and restore our faith in the Lord, then we can restore a life of hope.
我们再来读上次我跟弟兄姊妹读过的一段圣经。
I want to share a Bible verse that I read with brothers and sisters last time.
罗马书第八章第二十四、二十五节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 24 to 25.
我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
For we were saved in this hope. Well, hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance.
我们的得救是在乎盼望。
Our salvation is based on hope.
你要知道盼望多重要。
Do we see how important this hope is?
你没盼望就不得救。
That without hope, you have no salvation.
So, 我们得救是在乎盼望。
So, our salvation is in this hope.
看见的东西你不用再盼望。
If you see it, you don't need any hope.
因为你已经拿到。
Because you already have it.
So, 这里保罗说，看不见的，你要盼望着，等候，拿得到。
So, Paul says here that if you do not see it, you have hope and you eagerly wait for it.
今天这个时代动荡不安。
Today in this generation, it is very lawless.
有人说我生错时代。
Some people say that I lived in the wrong generation.
我怎么生在一个这么动荡不安的时代呢？
That how could I live in such a lawless generation?
其实我们好好看历史，我就不知道有什么人出生在一个不动荡的时代。
But if we look at history, we can't see a time when people lived in a time that was not lawless.
所有人一出生真的要看都是动荡不安的。
And when everyone's life, there are times that are chaotic and lawless.
为什么有人看到这动荡不安的时代的环境就开始失望？
And so why is it that when some people encounter this chaotic, lawless times that they lose hope?
或者说我没盼望。
Or that they don't have any hope.
今天有人不尽量要把这个世代这个世界把它变好。
And there are people who want to make this time, make this world better.
但是你发现变不好。
But we see that we cannot make it better.
别人忘记一件事情，我们都是罪人。
Because man has forgotten one thing. And that is
一个罪人想改变另外一个罪人是没门的。
For a sinner to try to change another sinner, there is no way through.
一个罪人想要改变所有罪人所成就的一个环境，那是没门的。
And for a sinner to try to change this environment created by sinners, there is no way to do it.
但是人又怕损失，又怕我想要的得不到。
But people are afraid of loss. They are afraid that they can't gain the things they want.
就带下了几个问题。
This brings a few problems.
我上次提过，仇恨。忧愁挫折。
I shared this last time that brings hatred, sorrow, and failures.
如果是带下仇恨的话，仇恨就把盼望遮蔽了。
And if it brings hatred, this hatred will cover hope.
如果你是忧愁的话，忧愁夺去你的盼望。
And if you have sorrow, the sorrow will take away your hope.
如果我因失败，我受到挫折，我就失去了盼望。
And if you have setback or failures, then you have, it has taken away the hope.
或者说我就放弃盼望。
Or I've given up the hope.
我已经提过第一个什么是盼望。
I've already shared what is hope.
盼望跟希望是不同的。
Hope is different from a wish.
希望是等着一样东西，我不知道我拿不拿得到。
Hope is Wish is waiting for something, but I'm not sure if I will get it or not.
希望是一些东西我在等，我没有把握拿得到的。
If you have a wish, you're waiting for it, but you have no assurance that you'll get it.
最后有可能是空的。
And you may have waited in vain.
盼望，盼望是我抓住一个应许，一个事实，我知道我一定拿得到的。
Hope is when you hold on to a fact or a promise, and I know I will receive it.
一个人没有盼望的话，就没有目的活着了。
If you do not have hope, then you do not live with a purpose.
你会活得无所谓。
You will live a careless life.
或者是活在当下，现在的环境怎么样是怎么活了。
Or you will live in your current environment.
我们也交通过盼望从哪里来的。
We've also shared where does this hope come from.
诗篇六十二篇第五节说，我们的盼望是从他而来的。
Psalm 62 verse 5 tells us that our expectation, our hope is from Him.
So, 盼望是从主来的。
So, hope is from the Lord.
罗马书第五章第三到第五节说，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Romans chapter 5 verse 3 to 5 tells us that tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
我们发现我们人生充满了苦难。
We see that in our life it is full of difficulties.
不要一有苦难就开始抱怨。
Let us not, once we encounter difficulties, to start complaining.
因为苦难带向目的。
Because this difficulty, tribulation has a purpose.
因为最后带给我们是盼望。
But because in the end, the result it gives us hope.
并且他说那个盼望是不会羞耻的。
And it says that this hope does not disappoint.
我们有盼望才能够得救。
And because of the hope, we have salvation.
我们在有患难的时候立刻就要得救，那不是那条路。
If we want to be immediately delivered from our tribulations,
患难是要带我们进入那真的盼望。
This tribulation is to lead us to the true hope.
这个真的盼望是成为我们的拯救的。
And this true hope is our deliverance.
So, 盼望从哪里来？
So where does hope come from?
盼望从我们的神哪里来？
Hope comes from our Lord.
盼望也从患难，每天所遇到的难处，带给我们有盼望，我们就有拯救。
Hope comes from difficulties. Every day, the difficulties we face brings hope.
我今天要继续来交通我们如何在盼望中生活和侍奉。
Today I want to continue sharing on how we can live and serve in this hope.
第一个，我们要把眼睛看着我们的主。
First is we need to fix our eyes on our Lord.
我们要抓住主的话。
We need to hold on to His word.
主把他的话赐给我们，是让我们抓住的。
The Lord has given us His word so that we can hold on to it.
所以我们这些生病上网就查查现在医生讲什么话。
If we are sick, we look online and see what the doctors are saying about it.
对吧？现在这疫情，我们也上网，这些专家讲什么话？
And during this time of pandemic, we look online to see what the experts are saying.
我们今天活在地上，要好好看我们的主讲了什么话。
And today, when we live in this earth, we need to look, what does our Lord say?
因为神的话就是事实。
Because the word of the Lord is the fact.
我们讲话可以随便讲。
Maybe we can say things carelessly.
神的话绝对不随便讲。
But the Lord does not say anything carelessly.
每句话都是事实，都是真，因为真理就是事实。
Everything the Lord said is truth, so it's a fact.
所以我们要把主的话藏在心里。
We need to hide the word of the Lord in our heart.
背圣经是不够的。
Just memorizing Bible verses is not enough.
背圣经是背着脑袋里。
Memorizing Bible verses is just in our mind.
你能够把神的话藏到心里面是超过背圣经的。
But to hide the word of the Lord in your heart surpasses just memorizing.
那如果我们在面对惧怕的时候，
When we are faced with things we fear,
我们能够想起神的话怎么说？
Can we think back to what the word of the Lord says?
主对我们说，你不要害怕。
The Lord tells us, do not fear.
为什么？因为我与你。
Why? Because I am with you.
没有世上没有一个任何的人能够永远与我们同在。
There is no one in this earth who can always be with us.
但是我们的主说，我与你同在。
But our Lord tells us, I am always with you.
所以当我们惧怕的时候，里面如果主给我这句话， 我们就有力量。
So when we are afraid, the Lord gives us these words, and we have strength.
我们如果面对危险怎么办？
And if we face perilous things, dangerous things.
当然，刚刚那节圣经可用了。
We can also use the previous verse.
但是我们如果真的好好把主的话藏进来的话，
But if we can hide the word of the Lord in our hearts,
你就记得主说，我是你的避难所。
We remember the Lord tells us, I am your rock.
在你还不知道的时候，就救你避开危险。
That while we don't even realize that the Lord has delivered us from this danger.
让我们生病。
When we are sick.
面对生病怎么办？
We are faced with the illness. What do we do?
主说他是我们的医治。
Lord tells us he is our healer.
那我们生病第一个就是看找医生。
First thing we do is we look to the doctors.
我们记得亚撒王。
Let's remember King Asa.
他一生病就找医生，他没有先来问主。
When he was sick, he first went to the doctor. He did not ask the Lord.
结果呢？神说我不医你，你就去找医生吧。
And the Lord said, I will not heal you. You can go seek the doctors.
两年他就死了。
And he died 2 years later.
这不是说我们不找医生。
This is not telling us to not seek the doctor.
这乃是说第一个。来到主的面前。
It's telling us the first thing we must do is come before the Lord.
我们面对有需要的时候，我们的主说，我照顾你的生活。
When we are faced with times of need, the Lord tells us that He will take care of our life.
对吧？他马太福音第六章说，你的吃，你的用，主都必定供给。
In Matthew 6, the Lord tells us that what you eat, what you wear, the Lord will provide.
今天对我们很多的人来讲，是当我面对前途不明的时候，怎么办？
For many of us today, it's when we are unclear about what our future holds. What do we do?
箴言23章第26节有这样的话。
Proverbs 23 verse 26 says this.
他说，我儿，把你的心归给我。
Says my son, give me your heart.
当我们面对不清楚的环境，把我们的心归给主。
When we are faced with unclear circumstances, we give our heart to the Lord.
在任何刚刚我提过要面对的这些环境里面，第一步我们真的能够的把心归给主。
In any of the circumstances I listed before, the first thing we need to do is give our heart to the Lord.
他说，你就会喜悦我为你预备的道路。
And then the Lord tells us that we will rejoice in the way He has prepared.
主是为我们的预备道路的主。
The Lord is the Lord who makes a way for us.
但是当我们不把心归给主，我不喜悦这个道路。
But when we do not give our heart to the Lord, we do not rejoice in this path He has
prepared. 所以我前途一直不清不楚。
So what my future holds, I am always unclear and unsure.
那我们成天就祷告主，我前面真的不清不楚。
And we keep praying to the Lord, Lord, it is so unclear what the future holds.
但在这里说，我们把心归给主，前途就开始清楚了。
But here we see, once we give our heart to the Lord, then what's ahead is made clear.
诗篇119篇105节说什么？主的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
Psalm 119:105 tells us that the word of the Lord is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path.
这个光是指明我的方向的。
And this light shows us the direction.
但是我有了方向不代表我一步就达到了。
But just because we have the direction does not mean we can get there in one step.
我觉得这段圣经啊，主的话就是我就路上的光就够了嘛，当就解决了。
And we might think that, oh, I see the light on the path. This is enough.
为什么还要讲是脚前的灯呢？
Why does it still say a lamp unto my feet?
他把我的方向告诉我。
The Lord tells us the direction we need to go.
你前途不是就不明了，你已经有方向了。
So now your future is not unclear. You have a direction.
那怎么继续在这条有方向的路上走？
But then how can we walk in this direction?
他说你需要有脚前的灯。
You need a lamp unto your feet.
这个灯你走一步就只照在那一步的。
And every step you take, it only shines light on that step.
我们常常要问主，三步之后怎么办呢？
Sometimes we ask the Lord, three steps later, what will happen?
神说三步之后的交给我。
The Lord tells us, three steps later, give it to my
hand. 你就走这一步就好。
Just take the step in front of you.
因为
The Lord tells us He only shows us the step in front.
只要我们平心走这一步,
and with, by faith we take this step, then we see the next step.
但是我这一步不走的话, 我就想神,
but when we don't take this step, we ask the Lord, show me a bit farther ahead.
没门,
this is not the way.
There's no way.
You know the direction you need to go, but there's no way
to go.
The Lord leads His people step by step. The thing we like the most is the plan. Plan everything very nicely. Why do we like to plan? Because we like having things in our control.
如果不打算,我panic了,
we don't have it in our hands, then we start to panic.
但神的话告诉我们,两步,一个是看到光方向,
but the Lord tells us that when you see two things, the light on the path, which is the direction, and the lamp onto our feet, which is the
direction.
This requires faith.
主啊,我走了这一步,下步,
Lord, after I take this step, what's the next step?
必须相信主说,
the Lord has shown me the direction, and He has shown me the next path I need to take.
我把我的心给主,我就可以再,
when I give my heart to the Lord will show me the next step.
不要整天想控制在自己的手中,
you know, always try to control it in your hands.
我们就不会有这么多的打算,
then we will not have so much planning.
我们弟兄姊妹都喜欢这句圣经节, 万事都互相效力, 叫爱主的人得益处,
brothers and sisters, like this Bible verse, all things work together for the good to those who love God.
我常常想就是把爱主两个字拿走吧,
I sometimes think, what if we just remove this last two words to those who love God?
万事都互相效力叫人都得益处,
that all things work together for the good.
哇, 高兴得不得了了,
then we would all be so happy.
那你还要来信主干嘛呢?
Why else would, why do you need to believe in the Lord?
所以你发现这些圣经节是有个条件,
so we see that this Bible verse has a condition.
你要先能够爱主,
you must first love
God.
You must first restore your love for
God.
And we see that when you love the Lord, then all things work together for the good. And we see that tribulation has a purpose. And it is good because in the end it brings hope. And this hope does not fail. So when we face with an unclear future,
抓住主的话,
hold on to the word of the Lord.
真的有话进到我们心中,
and the words will enter into our heart.
如果我们现在面对死亡, 面对永远, 怎么办?
What if we are faced with death and faced with eternity? I would like to read two Bible verses.
约翰福音第十四章,
John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章第二节,
John chapter 14 verse 2.
这里说, 在我父的家里有许多的住处, 若是没有, 我早已告诉你们了, 我去原是为你们预备地方去。
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you.
或者我们把第三节也读,我若去为你们预备了地方,就必再来接你们到我那里去,我在那里,叫你们也在那里。
And verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
我们也再读一节,帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4,
第16到第18节,
verse 16 to 18.
因为主必亲自从天降临, 有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音, 又有神的号吹响, 那在基督里死了的人必先复活, 以后我们这活着还存留的人, 必和他们一同被提到云里, 在空中与主相遇, 这样我们就要和主永远同在，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝勉。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words.
我们跟世人不同，世人以为就只有这一生。
We are different from those in this world. Those in this world think that this is the only life they have.
但主的话告诉我们说，主离开地上是为我们预备地方而去的。
But the Lord tells us that He goes to prepare a place for us.
换句话说，我们有个归属。
In other words, we have a home.
我们不是今天走完就过了。
That we are not just living this life and then that.
我们有个归属要去的。
We have a home we need to return to.
古今中外所有属的人都要在那里。
That throughout history, all those who belong to the Lord will meet there one day.
我们若死了，乃是回家。
And if we die, we are heading home.
我妈今年99岁。
My mother is 99 this year.
我每周都会跟她视频一下。
I have a video call with her every week.
她常常跟我说，如果我有一天不在了，不要难过，我回天家了。
She has often told me that if one day I'm not here, do not be sad because I've returned to my heavenly home.
她真的老。
She is indeed old.
行动也不方便。
And her mobility is not easy to get around.
大部分时间都在睡觉。
And most of the time she spent sleeping.
但她还是能够说，因为我住得很远，所以可能是突然间就走了。所以她常常跟我说，不要难过，我是回天家了。
And because I'm living far away, she often tells me that, do not worry, I'm headed to my heavenly home.
非常有盼望。
She is one who is full of hope.
你知道人整天在等死，那是惧怕的不得了。
If you are always waiting for death, you would be so afraid.
但是你是盼望着回家，就很舒服。
But if you are waiting to go home, then you are very comfortable.
主的话常常能够成为我们的安慰。
The word of the Lord can be our comfort.
因为死了的人有一天都要改变到主那里去。
Because those who die will all one day meet the Lord.
我们活着的人也要改变，也会被提到主那里去。
And those who are alive also need to change as we are raptured to meet the Lord.
有一天你能够与你所爱的人还要相见。
And one day you will meet your loved ones once again.
所以得到主的救恩是一个非常有盼望的生活。
So to have the salvation, the life of the Lord, we live a life full of hope.
我们江守道弟兄今年107岁。
Brother Kong turned 107 this year.
他和江师母有一次到老人院里面去看一个姊妹。
One day his wife went to the nursing home to meet a sister.
因为他们两个都老了。
Because they were both old.
所以江师母回来之后跟江弟兄说，我们也该打算打算。
So Sister Kong returned back to her home and told her husband, we need to also plan a little.
江弟兄回答江师母说，你什么都是打算打算，我们还要神干嘛？
And Brother Kong responded that if your response to everything is plan and plan, then what do we need to trust in the Lord for?
107岁，我想也该打算打算。
I think at age 107, you need to do a little bit of planning.
但是他心中所想的，你干嘛这么多打算？
But in his heart, it was clear, why are you planning so much?
我们有神就够。
We have the Lord, this is enough.
神是一步一步的带领。
The Lord leads us step by step.
神绝对不会误我们的。
And the Lord will not fail us.
我们看，我们也很感谢主，我们弟兄这么大的年纪头脑还清楚。
We thank the Lord that though our brother is so old in age, that his mind is so clear.
行动都可以。
that his thoughts and his actions are all okay.
所以但愿这些老的弟兄姊妹能够成为我们的鼓舞。
So may these old brothers and sisters be our encouragement.
我们活着是有盼望。
That we live with a hope.
我们不是要借着地上这些问题我就舒舒服服享受这个世界。
We are not just to solve the world's problems and then enjoy the world.
我们的盼望乃是在我们的主那里。
But our hope is in our Lord.
他要一步一步带我走完这地上的日子。
Step by step, he will lead me along my life's path.
所以我第一件事情怎么过在地上过一个有盼望的生活和在盼望中侍奉主。第一个常常抓住主的话眼睛看着主。
So how can we live a life of hope and serve the Lord in hope? The first thing we need is to hold on to the word of the Lord.
第二个我们需要有意象。
The second is we need vision.
我们在意象中使我们生活与侍奉有盼望。
This vision will give our life and our service hope.
我们读一节圣经啊，以弗所书第一章第十七节。
Let's read a Bible verse, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. We have shared before the driven life. We do not want to live a need-driven life.
We do not want to live a节目所导向的生活。
We do not want to live a program-driven life.
我们交通说我们需要有个目的导向的生活。
We need to live a purpose-driven life.
因为只有有目的导向的生活才有动力才是积极的。
Because only purpose-driven life will give us strength and motivation.
我们也讲过以神的目的为我的目的这是我目的导向的生活。
A purpose-driven life is when we make God's purpose our own purpose.
如何能够以神的目的成为我的目的？
How can we make God's purpose our purpose?
刚刚保罗对我们说的这个话，乃是真知道他。
The words Paul told us is that we need to have the true knowledge of him.
就是真认识他。
It is to truly know him.
你要知道他是神，我只是个人。我怎么可能真认识他？
You need to know that he is God, I am just a man. How can I truly know him?
我这个三度空间的人，能够真认识什么四五六度空间的吗？
That we live in this three dimension, how can we understand our God who is in four, five, six dimension?
照一般根本不可能的了。
In normal circumstances, this is impossible.
但保罗说，你我需要真认识他。
But Paul tells us that we need to have true knowledge of him.
所以要真认识他不是不可能，就需要有启示。
So this tells us it is not impossible to truly know him, but we need revelation.
头脑的认识不是真认识他。
Just having an understanding in our mind is not true knowledge.
头脑的认识只是客观的认识。
This head knowledge is just an objective understanding.
所以你发现我们现在聚会就好像来上课一样。
So it appears that our meetings is like attending a class.
有人告诉我，哎呀，刚刚那堂课很好。
People tell me, oh, that class was very good.
这是最大的教授，最大的大学里面，大家都很多人坐在这个大房间里上课。
A large college that we are all sitting in this room to attend a class.
你知道，真的上课，考完试就没了。
If we see, we really take the class after you take the test, and it's over.
头脑的知识都是客观的。
We must see that all head knowledge is just objective.
头脑的知识一点动力都没有。
This head knowledge does not give us any motivation.
你检查一下自己，没动力，可能一直以来所听的都是头脑。
If we look at our life, we don't have motivation, perhaps it's all because it's just head knowledge.
启示是主观的。
But revelation is subjective.
你真的有启示，这叫做 touch 到你的 nerve。
就是真的抓到你，
尤其是
if you have true revelation, it will touch you.
这个主观呢就有动力。
And this knowledge will give you strength.
我们的主愿意我们真认识他。
Our Lord wants us to truly know Him.
我们的主要我们真知道他。
Our Lord wants us to know who He is.
所以他赐给我们一本圣经。
So He gives us the Bible.
因为我们说圣经就是他的话。
Because the Bible is His word.
这个圣经就是把他告诉我们他是谁。
And the Bible tells us who He is.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你把圣经就当作一本教科书了。
But brothers and sisters, if you treat the Bible like a textbook,
你读圣经就好像读一本教科书这样读的话，
your attitude is like reading a textbook.
你最多只能够得到客观的知识。
And most, you will only have this objective knowledge.
你不认识他。
You don't know him.
你只知道关于他。
You just know about him.
我常想起好多年前在带小朋友。
I remember many years ago when I was leading the children.
我们问说来你们来聚会做什么？
And we asked them, when you come to Sunday school, what are you doing?
Talk about Jesus.
And they respond, talk about Jesus.
讲关于耶稣的事。
You just talk about Jesus.
对，这就是教科书。
That's just treating it like a textbook.
我来就是来听听关于耶稣的事。
I'm here just to listen to think about Jesus.
对我一点动力都没有。
But it does not cause any motivation driving.
耶稣，你是耶稣，我是我。
That you are Lord and I am me.
我们两个好像没啥关系的。
It's like we don't have much in common.
没错，我需要信耶稣，以致不下地狱。
Indeed, I need to believe in the Lord so I don't go to hell.
其实上天堂也可能也听不懂。
But perhaps even going to heaven, they don't.
只要不下地狱就可以了。
As long as you don't go to hell, that's what we want.
所以我们知道，所以我后来发现这个 talk about Jesus 这句话不对呀。
So then I found that this phrase, talk about Jesus.
你来到神的家里面只是 talk about Jesus. 只是讲关于耶稣那不行啊。
That if you are just here to talk about Jesus, that is not enough.
我们来到神的家中乃是把耶稣基督给人。
We come to God's house to give Jesus Christ to people.
我们不是只是在讲的。
It's not just something we talk about.
我们今天读圣经啊。必须能够有启示让我认识圣经里面所讲的主啊。
When we read the Bible, it is that we can have revelation so we can understand the Jesus Christ who is spoken in the Bible.
你知道犹太人读圣经就是读字句。
We see that when the Jews read it, they read it by the book.
他们只要圣经的知识。
They only want the knowledge from the Bible.
所以当圣经里面讲的主出现了，他们拒绝。
So when the Lord appeared, they rejected him.
他们有知识，但是真的这个主来了，他们完全不认识他，不止不认识，拒绝他。
They had knowledge, but when the Lord actually came, not only did they not know him, but they rejected him.
所以主耶稣说他们是瞎。
So the Lord says that they are blind.
所以但愿这个成为我们很大的警戒，我们读圣经是不是只在这里要知识？
So may this be a warning to us. When we read the Bible, is it just for the knowledge?
我们今天读圣经是求主把那赐人智慧与启示的灵赏给我，使我真认识他。
We read the Bible that the Father of glory may give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
在往以马忤斯走的那两个门徒
The two disciples when they were walking on the way to Emmaus
他们读圣经吗
They read the Bible
他们读圣经的
They knew the Bible
但他没读懂
But they could not understand it
主耶稣被钉十字架他们就非常忧愁
When the Lord Jesus crucified on the cross they were very sorrowful
这个忧愁夺去了他们的盼望
The sorrow took away their hope.
他们认为我们所盼望的就是这个叫耶稣叫他钉死了。
They thought the one who we hope in is the Lord Jesus, but he has been crucified.
主耶稣走到他们旁边，对他们说：“你们信的太迟钝了。”
And the Lord Jesus told them that their faith is so shallow.
就从圣经里面所有关于他的话，再一次告诉给他们。
So the Lord expounded to them all things in the scripture speaking of him. They've read the Bible for so many years, yet it was only knowledge. But when the Lord spoke all things regarding his life, then their hearts were on fire. We see that when there's revelation, this motivation comes from within. They were burning within. Though they did not yet recognize Jesus, they had this burning within. Until the Lord broke bread with them, then their eyes were opened. And they went back to Jerusalem. Can you teach this? You cannot teach it. It's just telling you enough. It's not enough. Our inner eyes must be open. The word of the Lord is given to us. But we need to have the revelation, our inner eyes open, so that we can meet the Lord. Only when we meet the Lord will we not be blind. We know revelation. When I was young, I was most scared about talking about this issue of vision.
Super spiritual.
I thought only super spiritual people could talk about this vision. But the more you pursue the Lord, you see that without revelation, without vision, this road you walk is very dry. This path is dragging you onward. That without other people next to me pushing me on, I have no strength to move. Even a little bit of motivation I don't have. I can walk forward because there are others pursuing next to me. So these people are pushing me forward. But if you have vision, even if there are only you remaining, you would still move forward. Because vision is the driving force. And vision, you have revelation, and this driving force comes from within.
So, 当我们讲一个 purpose-driven life, 一个目的导向的生活, 真实的来讲, 是一个意向导向的生活, vision-driven life.
So, when we speak of a purpose-driven life, truthfully, this means you have a vision-driven life.
目的是神的目的成为我的目的。
Purpose means that God's purpose has become my purpose.
我怎么能够看到神的目的呢?
How can I see God's purpose?
我必须从意象中，从启示中看到神的目的。
It must be out of revelation and vision.
你说我知识也可以知道。
You say, I know it in knowledge.
但是知识，我们就糊涂。 你今天看到今天说，哎呦，神是我们的主，他大家都知道，但是大家都糊涂了。Today,
everyone knows that the Lord, He is our Lord, but yet we act as if it's not.
因为那是知识。
Because it's just a knowledge.
知识是不行的。
And knowledge of
illness. 当你真的从启示中看到，你就俯伏下来说，你真的是我的主。
But if we see it out of revelation, then we will humbly bow down and say, You are my Lord. Let's look at some people in the Bible. That this revelation vision changed their whole life. Let us look at Isaiah. Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
We'll
read a few verses here.
第六章第一节。 当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上， 他的衣裳随孝遮满圣殿。
Chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
第九节。我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。他说，你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白。看是要看见，却不晓得。
Verse 8 and verse 9. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive.
以赛亚是皇室里面的一员。
Isaiah was one who worked in the kingdom.
It's one of the relatives.
Oh, one of the relatives.
In the palace. So, 乌西亚王跟他是亲戚。
So, he was a relative to King Uzziah.
他非常 look up to,看着乌西亚王。
And he looked up to King Uzziah.
因为乌西亚王是一个好王。
Because King Uzziah was a good
king. 是一个要神的王。
A king who wanted God.
但是乌西亚王死了。
But King Uzziah died.
对他来讲，我所有的盼望都没，希望都没。
For Isaiah, all his hope was gone.
这个国家还可以怎么样呢？
What else can come of this kingdom?
没想到，在他最失望的时候，他看到主坐在高高坐在宝座上。
But in his most sorrowful and difficult time, he saw that the Lord was.Sitting on a throne, high and lifted up.
他得到启示。
He received the revelation.
他看到异象。
He saw the vision.
你看到他这里讲到百姓是怎么样的。
Here it says about the people. What does it say?
他说百姓是听要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得。
They keep on hearing but do not understand. Keep on seeing but do not perceive.
为什么有这样的百姓？
Why are the people like this?
因为这些百姓都没有异象。
Because none of these people have the vision.
因为没有异象。
Because they don't have
the vision. 这个第九节这里说哈，他说他们听是要听见。你看那个却字很重要，他是却不明白，不是却不要明白。
And so it says, keep on hearing but do not understand. Not only not understand, but they don't want to understand.
他没有要去明白。
They don't even want to understand.
明白也可以，不明白也可以啊。
Understanding is fine, not understanding.
因为所有对主的认识都是头脑的。
Because all their understanding of the Lord is in their
head. 我需要认识更多吗？不需要。
Do I need to know the Lord more? I don't.
I can just sit around. It's fine. 没需要真的来认识啊。
That I don't really need to come to know.
但是你有启示的话，我可以不认识我的主吗？
But if you have vision, can you say I don't want to know?
但主的事情没办法在神的百姓中通行，你里面不紧张吗？
That when the word of the Lord, when the Lord's purpose is not accomplished in His people, are you not worried within?
你就发现，以这些百姓，他们听不明白。
So you see these people, they hear but do not understand.
但是你知道这个原文里面是说他们听不明白，因为他们不要明白。
So we see in the original text it says they do not understand because they did not want to understand.
他们只是听听就够了。
They just want to hear a little and it's good enough.
看不见是因为他们不要晓得。
And they keep on seeing but they can't see because they do not
他们里面没有真的 I want to know 我没有真的我真的想知道
and within there is no desire that they really want to know
神说我要差派以赛亚去告诉这些百姓
so the Lord says I will send Isaiah to go tell them
我们在这里看到两个盼望
so we see two hopes here
第一个是以赛亚本人有盼望
first is that Isaiah himself has hope
他本来乌西亚王死了，他完全没盼望了。
And King Uzziah died, he had no hope.
但是他就在这么失望的情况里面，他眼睛都开，看到主高高坐在宝座上。
When position when he was so low, he saw the Lord seated high on the throne.
他有盼望。
Now he had hope.
他盼望一起来，他听到主说。我可以差遣谁呢？ 谁愿意为我去？
And when he rose up, he heard the Lord say, Whom shall I send and who will go for us?
因为他有盼望了。
Because he had the hope now.
乌西亚王死了。
King Uzziah had died.
神今天要他。
But the Lord wanted him today.
当神的呼唤来说我可以差遣谁的时候他说主啊我在这里请差遣我。
And when he heard the Lord's call, whom shall I send? He responded, Here I am, here am I, send me.
他里面有盼望。
And so within he had hope.
我有力量。
He had strength.
他立刻有个回应说主啊 I'm here, send me. 我在这里请差遣我。
And he immediately had the response, Here am I, send me.
这是他个人的盼望。
This is his personal hope.
当我们看到神差他去对这个不要明白不要晓得的民里面去的时候
But, and when Isaiah was sent to the people who did not understand the Lord
我们发现这些百姓也有盼望
We see that this people also had hope
在我们看这个都没希望
That for us we see there's no hope
因为他们定义不要
Because they had were determined to not want it.
他们不要明白不要晓得的。
They did not want to understand, they did not want to
receive. 但是我们神没有 give up, 没有放弃这些人。
But our Lord did not give up.
他们派以赛亚去告诉这些人。
The Lord sent Isaiah to tell these people.
就希望还能够把这些人带回来。
With the goal of winning these people back.
弟兄姊妹我们有启示有盼望。尤其是有意象何等的盼望
Sisters, if we have revelation and we have vision we
will
have so much hope
我们从以赛亚身上所看到
This is what we see in Isaiah's life
我们翻到以西结书
Let's turn to Ezekiel
我们来看另外一个人以西结
Let us look at another person, Ezekiel
我们读第一章第一节
Let's turn to chapter 1 verse 1
当三十年四月五初五日以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中天就开了得见神的异象
Now it came to pass in the 30th year in the 4th month on the 5th day of the month as I was among the captives by the river Chebar that the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God
以西结是生在祭司的家里的
Ezekiel was born in a house of priests
他是从小训练长大到30岁当祭司的。
He was trained from when he was very young to grow up and become a priest.
一生的读大学也好读博士也好就是训练成祭司博士。
His whole life, whether it be going to college or getting a PhD, it was to become a priest.
25岁他被掳到巴比伦去。
But at age 25, he was taken captive to Babylon.
到了30岁他该当祭司的时候他在巴比伦是一个被掳的身份
At age 30 when he ought to be a priest he was in Babylon with a life of captivity
如果他那个时候在耶路撒冷他现在就可以用他 PhD 的学习来侍奉神
If he were in Jerusalem at this time he could use all his education and serve the Lord as a priest
但是他现在是一个被掳的身份在巴比伦
But now he was in a condition of captivity in Babylon.
他会一直在想，可能过几年神就怜悯我们，就回去，我还可以当祭司。
Maybe he was thinking that maybe the Lord will have mercy on us, and we can go back a few more years, and I can still be a priest.
不会浪费我这么多年训练我当祭司这个学位白拿了。
It will not waste all the time that I've trained to become a priest.
但是他竟然去读到耶利米。说这被掳要70年才回去
But he read the words of Jeremiah It said 70 years will pass before they return
数数手指一算我还活着回去95岁
Count that if you were to return It would be 95 years He would be 95 years old if you're still alive
做祭司就30岁到50岁
That when you're a priest It's really from age 30 to
我远超过这个退休龄
That he is far past the age of retirement
如果是你什么感觉
If this were you, what is your feeling?
完全的绝望
You'll be full of despair
这么多年的栽培这么多年的努力完全绝望
All the years of training and hard work is gone. You'd be.
我想要来接触侍奉神，我根本没机会。
That I want to serve the Lord, but I have no opportunity.
如果是你，你抱怨吗？
If it were you, would you be full of complaint?
我想我会抱怨的。
I think I would complain.
这么多年，从我有心要服侍你，你都不要把我放在被掳的人中。
That Lord, I had such a strong heart to serve you. Did you not want it, and you placed me with the people of captivity?
有一首诗歌这样说哈。 神你正在重排我的前途啊。
There is a hymn that says, Lord, you are still right now adjusting my future.
Yeah, or rescheduling my future. 第二句话，他说你正在拆毁我所有建筑起来的事。
And the second line says, you are tearing down all that I have built up.
弟兄姊妹，有几个人认识这两句话？
Brothers and sisters, how many of us actually know these words?
我相信以西结绝对认识这两句话。I'm
sure Ezekiel knew these words.
我一直在建立，有一天当祭司。That
he was building up himself so that one day he could be a priest.
可能有一天成为大祭司。And
one day become a high priest.
但现在我被掳，我30岁该当祭司，我现在坐在加巴鲁的河边。
He ought to be a priest at this time, but at age 30, he was among the captives by the river.
What am I doing there? 我现在在加巴鲁河边钓鱼吗?
So what is he doing by the river Chira? Is he fishing there?
我是该当祭司的, 现在没得当了。
He ought to be a priest, but now he cannot.
完全绝望。
He was full of despair.
所以这两句话是一个祷告。
So these two words are a prayer.
我们不会抱怨, 但是会来到主的面前, 主啊。 我全部所建筑的，你都拆光了，全拆光了。So
maybe he wasn't complaining, but he was telling the Lord, "All that I have built up, you have torn down."
我完了。It's
over for me.
I have nothing left. 我没有东西，我没东西了。That
I have nothing left.
主啊，你是真的要在这里重排我的前途。That
are you going to reschedule my future?
我们有几个人经历过这种事啊？
How many of us have experienced this?
如果你没这样经历的话，你很难看到以西结所看见的。If
you have not had this experience, it'll be very difficult for you to see what Ezekiel did.
以西结这个人被神拆到底。Ezekiel
had been broken down by the Lord all the way to his bottommost point.
就在这样被拆到底的情况里面。
However, he is at the lowest point, the heavens were opened and he saw.
因为天开了,
because the heavens opened to him, he became a completely different person.
他说, 我因为天开了,
because the heavens were opened, he saw a vision.
我们常常祷告说, 主啊, 给我们一个敞开的天。
We often pray, Lord, may you open the heavens to us.
我们是什么时候在讲呢?
When do we pray this?
坐在我们最舒服的300块买回来的椅子上，主啊，给我们一个敞开的天。
That we sit in our very comfortable chair that we bought and we pray the Lord open the heavens to us.
你的祷告是可以，但是你的态度所不会向你敞开的。
Your prayer is good, but with this attitude, the Lord will not reveal the heavens to you.
因为你还不知道这个敞开的天对你，对神来讲。
And this, when this heaven is open to you, it will not do you much good.
就是在以西结，在他人生最低谷的时候，天向他开。But
in the lowest point of Ezekiel's life, the heavens were open to him.
他里面重新得力。And
within, he was strengthened.
神对他说：“我今天拆了你。” 不给你当祭司,
the Lord told him that today I do not want you to be a priest, but I want you to be a prophet. The Lord had completely rescheduled.
这30年, 25年所学的,
that this past 25 years, 30 years, all he has trained, the Lord broke down. And the Lord will build him up to be a prophet.
不是回到耶路撒冷去，就在巴比伦对被掳的人当中做先知。
Not to return to Jerusalem, but here in Babylon to be a prophet among the captives.
一个人没被拆到这么低，你不会放弃当祭司的。
If he had not been broken down to the lowest point, he would not give up his occupation.
你会跟主说，我还是要当祭司。
You would be determined, Lord, I still need to be a priest.
对吧？你找伟修当先知好了。
You can have Brother Benjamin be a prophet instead.
我还是当祭司。
I still want to be a priest.
只有一个人拆到底啊，才能够接受这个 assignment， 这个托付的。
Only when a person has been broken down to the lowest point can he accept this assignment.
这叫做重排我的前途。
And this is the Lord reassigning his future.
我有计划该怎么做。
I have a plan what I want to do.
当神说你有计划的时候，我根本没办法给你一个敞开的天。
The Lord is showing him that while you have this plan, I cannot open the heavens.
直到你真的被拆到底。
Only when you are brought to your lowest point, well, I reveal the
heavens. 因为你今天能够顺服我, 给你重排你的前途,
because now you will submit and obey to my plans to give you a reassignment.
从那一天开始, 他就过一个 vision-driven life, 意向导向的生活。
From that day on, Ezekiel lived a vision-driven life.
所以愿主能够给我们知道，我们要活一个有盼望的生活。So
may the Lord show us that we need to live a life of hope.
这个生活怎么来的？
Where does this life come from?
是抓住主的话。Hold
on to the word of the Lord.
不是抓住知识，而是有启示的。We
don't hold on to knowledge, but we have the revelation.
我们有意向的话。
We have words of vision so we can live a life of hope.
我们有意向的话，我们能够过，能够在有一个有盼望的侍奉。
And we have the words of vision that we can serve in hope.
所以愿主带我们走回归回的路。
So may the Lord help us return back to His
word. 让我们恢复爱他的心。
That restore our love for him, a heart for him. Restore a heart that can have faith and trust him. And restore a life of hope. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you never let us go. You always use your words to try to waken our sleeping spirit.
主啊，但愿我们真的听见你的话。
May we truly listen to your word.
我们里面能够有看见。
That within we can have this vision.
我们里面有动力，我们里面火热。
We can have this motivation and burning with it.
我们能够过一个有盼望的生活。
We can live a life of hope.
我们就有动力从里面我们来侍奉你。
A motivation to serve you from within.
说今天的环境很恶劣,
that in these dark and wicked times,
说给我们眼睛不看这个环境而来看,
may our eyes not look to our environment but look to you.
因为我们的盼望是从你而来,
because our hope comes from you.
我们应有这个盼望, 我们就蒙拯救。
When we have this hope, we have deliverance.
谢谢主, 你还给我们有今天。
Thank you, Lord, that you still give us today.
给我们能够趁着今天，我们彼此常常相劝。
That while we still have today, we encourage and exhort one another.
我们起来竭力的来认识。
We rise up and we come to know you.
可以使我们成为一批是真知道你的人。
That we can be a people who truly know you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen.